All right, let's sing some songs. We're on the Oregon Trail.
It's actually warm.
Can I actually hit that though?
Oh yeah, let's do that. Thank you, Selma.
We'll
come back to that. We're gonna do it right before we do our next verse, our new verse. All right.
Man, all right. Don't make me wait that long.
Don't you forget it. That's right. I'm gonna erase your minds now. We're gonna get started.
I'm gonna freeze up right when you ask me, but I know it.
Better
I
not.
Know. Me too. All
right. What are we gonna sing tonight?
My ankle.
Let's do that one. All right. Let's start with that one then. We'll start with that one. You guys think about what else we're gonna sing in the meantime. Here we go. How does that even go?
Really good.
In the wilderness was I. No.
Oh yeah, a pilgrim. Here we go. We're pilgrims. Here we go. A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. But Jesus the kind shepherd found me. And now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He restoreth my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guards me each step of the way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me
all the days of my life.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there. And safely his great hand will lead me to the mansions he's gone to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy
shall
follow me all the days of my life. You guys want to do something faster or keep it right there? What's next? Oh, my anchor holds? You guys know enough of that one? Let's try it out. Here we go. Though the angry surges roll on my tempest-driven soul, I am peaceful for I know, wildly though the winds may blow, I have an anchor safe and sure that will evermore endure. And it holds, my anchor holds, blow your wildest thin gale on my bark so small and frail. By his grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds. My anchor holds, mighty tides about me sweep. Perils lurk within the deep. Angry clouds o'ershade the sky, and the tempest still is high. Stand the tempest shock, for my anchor grips the rock. And it holds, my anchor holds, blow your wildest fin, O gale, on my bark so small and frail. By his grace for my anchor holds, my anchor holds. troubles almost whelm the soul. Griefs like billows o'er me roll. Tempter seeks to lure astray. Storms obscure the light of day. I can be bold. I've an anchor that shall hold, and it holds, an anchor holds. Blow your wildest sin, O gale, on my bark so small and frail. By his grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds. My anchor holds.
I guess we forgot one.
We did.
Because Troubles is the last one, right?
Mighty Tides, I thought.
We did Mighty Tides.
And I can feel the anchor fast.
Here it is. And the cable, though unseen, bears the heavy train between. Through the storm I'll safely ride, till the turning of the tide. And it holds, my anchor holds. Blow your wildest wind, O gale, on my bark and frail. By his grace I shall not fail, for my anchor holds. My anchor. Very good, very good. You guys are doing pretty good on these. What's next? You guys remember Take My Life and Let It Be?
Not enough to
hold the fort.
Hold the fort.
I mean, I could maybe do one person
take it away. All right, we'll come back to that one. Yeah, let's try it out. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, for thee. Take my, I don't know anything else after that. But at the impulse of thy love, at the impulse of thy.
All
right.
First
two. Yeah.
All right, run that back.
Run that back, yeah. No. All right, we'll do hold the fort until you guys think of something else. Verse one. Oh, yeah. Oh, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. Reinforcements now appearing, victory is nigh. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus, signal still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will.
Just
hum
it.
Yeah. All right, hum a second.
Yeah.
Is that how it starts, though?
No, I think
I don't think so either. All right, we tried. What's another one? Satisfied. How about that one? You guys remember that one? All my life long I had panted for a draught from some clear spring that I hoped would quench the burning of the thirst I felt within. That's really high, though, so we're going to drop it. Verse one again. Ethan can handle it. We can't handle it up there with you. You guys probably don't know Satisfy that well, do you?
Victory in Jesus.
Victory, thank you, Macy. Great one. Here we go. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the last verse about a mansion. I heard about a mansion he is built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the winds. Guys, that's cheating. We can't use hymnals. It's got to be hitting our, be in our heart.
Come on. We
were struggling.
Yeah,
we were.
So that was the last one.
Nope. Good job,
guys.
I know. Kinsey! Oh! Alright, I think that's 204 in there. Turn your eyes upon Jesus if you have a hymnal. Otherwise, just sing it from the heart. Here we go. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in this darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, we pass and we follow him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full face, and the things of earth will grow strange. Lead him in the light of his glory. On the chorus, one more time. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. So turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. All right, we'll do one more. You want to do 50 or 256? 50 is Ferris Lord Jesus. 256 is it is swell. 50. Here we go. Ferris Lord Jesus. Ferris Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and Thee will I cherish, Thee will I honor, Thou my soul's glory, joy, and... Verse 1 again, fairest Lord Jesus, fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O Thou of God and man the Son, Thee will I cherish, Thee will I honor, Thou my soul's glory, joy, and... All right, here we go. Fairer. Fair is the... meadows, fair silver woodlands, robed in the blooming garb of spring. Jesus is fairer, Jesus is purer, who makes my woeful heart to fair is the sunlight, fair is the sunshine, fairer still the moonlight than all the twinkling starry halls. Jesus shines fairer, Jesus shines pure than all the angels heaven can. Beautiful, beautiful Savior. Beautiful Savior, Lord of all nations, Son of God and Son of one more time, beautiful Savior, my beautiful Savior, Lord of all nations, Son of God and Son of Man, glory and honor, praise and honor. Good job. Good singing, guys.
We are going to...
Hey, listen. We're going to do a devotional, so you need to be quiet. Let's start that real quick before I get into our new verse. First verse. Who remembers what that one was? The very first.
Yeah.
It was in the book. Not Philippians. Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Go.
51:10.
No, first verse. Our very first verse when we started all this. Yes, very good. All right, who can quote it though? Who wants to quote it? Who wants to? The fear. Okay, who wants to? Wait. Okay, Kinsey wants it. Go. Stay loud. Beautiful. Very good. All right, and then after so, the first one, the fear of man bringeth the snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Proverbs 29:25. Second one.
Philippians 1:29.
All right, who wants it? Who wants it? For unto you it is given in the behalf. All right, Macy.
Okay, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, that only people believe on him, but to suffer for his sake.
Also to suffer for his sake. Good job, Macy. Woo! All right, so Proverbs 29:25, Philippians 1:29, and now our last one from last week, Psalm 51:10. Sierra.
51.
Wait, I can't hear Sierra. Go ahead.
Great is thee, a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within
Beautiful. Sierra, did you write that? That was beautiful. Yeah. All right. She said it like she wrote it. Go ahead.
All right. I think I can. Okay.
Selma? All right. Listen up. Listen up.
Psalms 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me. Wait, hold on. Renew in me a right spirit.
Close. You flipped it. You got the context. You got the message. Renew. You said renew in me a right spirit.
Renew within me.
Renew a right spirit in me.
Yeah, renew
a right spirit within me. See, within me, sorry.
Yeah. Under pressure.
I know. Oh, Lex!
Psalms 51:10.
Create
me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Beautiful. Kenzie. Oh!
I know, I got it.
All right, go ahead.
Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Beautiful. Very Macy. Oh, okay. Now we got a. I was about to say, we got no boys standing up here. All right, let's go, Ethan.
Psalm 51:10, creating me.
All right, don't crack under pressure. Let's go, boy.
What is it?
Start over.
Creating me clean.
If you door dirty.
Oh God. And renew a right. Spirit within me.
Oh, that's perfect. Good job. It was just really slow, but it was perfect.
Where's the found, Ethan?
Yeah, where's the found?
Where's the what?
Where's where did it come from? Where's the found?
I said that at the beginning.
All right, say it again. Okay, he did say it. I heard him. Psalm 51:10. Oh, Kenzie, go ahead.
Okay, Psalm 51:10. Create me a clean heart,
O
God, renew right
spirit. Dang. He was writing it off. Let's go, Jay. Oh, close. Yeah, you want to try it again? Yeah, if you guys stand up, go ahead, stand up. At least we don't have any frogs jumping out this time.
No, you stepped on a worm.
Did I really?
You did.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay, please.
We're sacrificing, so it's all good. Amanda.
Sorry. Psalm 51:10, create me a song. Sorry, create me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me.
A right spirit within me. Very good. Very good. All right. Hey, what's up, Alex?
Caleb got it.
Oh, Caleb got it. Caleb, let's go. Caleb said no. Let's hear Jay again. Give Caleb a chance to learn it.
Caleb ain't got it.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Very close. Very close. Brady, be careful, buddy. He's doing an obstacle course over here. Okay. All right. So, guys, very good job. So we got Proverbs 29:25. The fair man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Giving us the right spot to fear, right place to fear, and what not to fear. Then it also warned us that, yeah, it's great that we're Christians and we're saved. We got to believe on Jesus Christ. But with that belief also comes some suffering. And then last week we looked at just getting clean with God. You know, going through this world, going through this daily life that we go through. And having to make things right with God. So a lot of you guys already know the one over in 1 John 1:9. For if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But that's another really good one. Hey, you guys need to be quiet. All right. The one we're going to look at today, guys, if you're paying attention to what Pastor Bob talked about on Sunday in his message, you know, it was no holes barred. I heard some of the old folks that have been around church for a while say, man, that was like Bob when we first came here. You know, how you used to skin the hide off of a mule or something like that, or, you know, just take it straight to the wall and, you know, no holes barred. And what he did, he pretty much just, you know, laid it out perfectly plain for us. And I think a lot of people have been thinking this is the direction the world was heading. It didn't look like it was getting better. It looked like, you know, the sides out there in the world were getting more and more polarized. People were getting more and more upset and angry. And eventually, we know what the world really hates. It's God. The Bible says over there in John chapter 17, Jesus Christ is talking. He says, remember, folks, if the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. And the Bible says this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And basically what Bob said is that you think we're seeing, you know, some violence in the streets right now between the left and right, these political sides and Black Lives Matter versus, you know, conservatives or patriots and all this stuff like that. You wait till they get tired of picking on each other and they start coming after what they really hate. The number one thing that's holding back their progressive agenda, the Bible, Christians, churches. It's going to happen. Paul, when he was writing to Timothy at the end of his life, gave him a warning. The book of 2 Timothy was the last book he wrote. And right before he gives that great exhortation to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, and talks about looking forward to Jesus Christ coming in chapter 4. In chapter 3, he warns him. He says, hey, buddy, but don't forget this. In the last days, perilous times will come. And he wasn't talking to the Jews. He was talking to Timothy, a young pastor in the church age. He is warning that guy that perilous times were going to come to the church. Now, we found ourselves in a really cool spot in the church age. The first five ages of that period were persecuted pretty hardcore. The Roman Catholic Church was persecuting them. First, it was the Romans themselves, Nero, Caligula. These guys burning them at the stake, putting pitch on them, doing all kinds of things, throwing them to the lions, watching them get maimed in the Colosseum. Later on, the Roman Catholic Church comes on the scene and calls true Bible-believing Christians heretics and starts persecuting them. We get all the way up to that Spanish Inquisition, and we finally break out of that. And anybody that knows history knows that we came into the Renaissance period. All right, Martin Luther nails his 95 theses on the door. Not only does it open up spiritual enlightenment, but that opens up a lot of the philosophers in Europe, the secular guys, to have freedom also from that church. And now man is able to express his thought. When we went over our music history, we got to see the difference between the dead, boring chants in the church and what happened when music got liberated. There's my new ride. Don't worry about it. He's just going to park it for me. So we got to see those things happen down throughout history. And what we ended up finding ourselves in was the end of the Philadelphian church period at the beginning of the Laodicean church age. No more persecution. No more persecution from anybody. We had liberty to go out and preach the gospel, to be witnesses, to be missionaries. And finally, what ended up happening is we got to a point to where our lives got so good that maybe the things of Jesus Christ didn't mean that much to us anymore. And so, whereas before the church was going through persecution, and they became a strong church because of that persecution, now we found ourselves in a weakened state. And what Bob talked about was simply this. What's coming our way is going to thin us out. It's going to end up culling the herd down to the point to where very few people are left. We're going to get down to a remnant. And so the verse I chose for this week kind of piggybacks off of that theme that he was talking about, but it's an encouraging verse. You know, I want you guys to know that no matter what you come up against, it's going to be worth it. You know, one of our favorite songs is It Will Be Worth It All. Maybe we'll sing that one next time. But the verse is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 says this. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Now listen to that. So what is that? The first thing that verse says is that as a Christian, you're going to get afflicted if you're living right. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse, or 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12, yea, and all they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Philippians 1:29, the verse I gave you guys not too long ago. Yeah, it's great you believed on Jesus Christ, but it's also given unto you to suffer for his sake. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3 or 2, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. There's some hard times, there's some afflictions, there's some suffering that are going to come up against the child of God. Now why is that? Because you're in enemy territory. This world is run by the devil. He's the king over it. He's got the power over it right now. So right now, we're in enemy territory. So that's why we ought to be getting persecuted. That's why we ought to be on the bad end of things. So God wants us to know the first part of that verse. We're going to have some affliction if you're living right. Now, you can get saved. You can go back to living like the world, and you probably won't see much affliction. You won't see affliction from the world, at least, but you've got the Holy Spirit of God if you're really saved inside of you. And the Bible says you'll be grieving Him, and because of that, He'll afflict you. Maybe you'll start to have things fall apart in your life because God's trying to get your attention. Maybe it'll get so bad that God has to actually take something away from you that you really love in this world to get your mind back on heavenly things. Maybe it has to get so bad that He has to get your mind off yourself and your health goes. But don't worry. Once you get saved, you're going to have some affliction. You'll either get affliction because you're not doing what God wants you to do and the Holy Spirit inside you afflicts you, or you'll get the right type of affliction, the type that our Savior got for living holy. The affliction that comes in this life. But look at this. It's not all doom and gloom. The Bible says our light affliction endureth but for a moment. A moment. Anybody here ever got a shot before? Is that the end of your life? Did it feel bad in that moment? Absolutely, it felt bad. Anybody here ever lost a friend? Did that feel bad at that moment? Sure. Did you die? You're still here. Anybody here ever been running to home plate and got hit in the back of the head with a kickball? All right.
It may be. All right.
Amen. So it may have been embarrassing. It may have stung a little. Hey, it's but for a moment. You know the awesome thing about no matter what you go through down here in this life, it'll end at one time. If from this point on to the time that you die, you get tortured every single moment of it, I mean, God forbid, man. But hey, it's going to end at one time. It's going to be over with. Your affliction, Christian, has an end to it. I'm going to segue here. That's why it's so much more important for us to look out for our friends and family that aren't saved, because they're headed towards an affliction that never ends. But what God says about our affliction, He says it's light, no matter what you're going through. Maybe you're going through your parents divorcing. Maybe you're going through being ostracized by everybody at school. Nobody wants to listen to you. Nobody wants to talk to you because they know what you believe. And they know that you're just kind of weird. They don't want to be about what you're about. Maybe you're being ostracized from your family because of your beliefs, because of the church that you go to. I don't know what your affliction is, but guess what? God calls it light. And not just God, but the Apostle Paul. Do you understand what the Apostle Paul went through? The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 gives us a little glimpse at what he went through in his life. You know, he says this, "For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning your approach." And then he gets on here and he talks about people crying about the things that are going on to him. But listen what happens to him. He says this, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure." You guys ever been beaten for Jesus Christ? He says, "In prisons more frequent. You guys ever been thrown into jail yet before Jesus Christ? In deaths oft. He's been around people dying, and he himself got close to death. Some people think back there in Acts chapter 14, he actually did die when he went up to heaven and saw that vision. "Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one." You know, I've gotten some pretty bad spankings in my life, and I deserved them. But never did my dad hit me 49 times. At the most, 5, maybe 6. And I thought I was going to die. 5 times, he got 49 lashings from grown men. "Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness." What did I tell you guys was going to happen in the last days? Perilous times will come. He's listing some of these perils here. "In perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches." Just dealing with God's people was a pain too. But after all that, you know what he said? By the way, don't forget, our light affliction, which endureth but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Hey, all that pain you're going through, if you're doing it for Jesus Christ, if you're suffering holy, if you're doing it for the right reasons and not because you're being stupid and not because you're paying for your own sins and stuff like that. Listen, the Bible says that pain that you're experiencing is nothing more than the Holy Spirit tilling something for you to resurrect in that next life. It's working something in you. It's working something in you. You guys ever experienced pain from lifting weights, pain from running long distances, pain from spankings or something like that? I don't know. Hey, but what did that thing produce? Even punishments from your parents, it produced more obedience. The pain from lifting weights built up more muscle. The pain from running built up greater lungs. The pain from studying long hours built up on a greater grade for you. If you're studying and you're getting affliction down here right now, it's because God's planting seeds for eternity in you. Your light affliction, which endureth but for a moment, worketh for you a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. Check this out. The heavier the affliction, the greater the glory. The more you put up with, the more you're going to get. The more he's going to dump on you when you get up there in glory. You say, but Zach, what if I never get persecuted like the people that got burned at the stake, the people that got thrown in prisons? Hey, you can persecute your own self. You say, go lay down in the street and get run over? No. How about suffering against your filthy, rotten flesh each day? How about not letting come out of your mouth what you want to say all the time? How about backing down and respecting your parents even though you think you're smarter than them? How about caring more about your testimony amongst people in this world than fitting in with them? That's affliction. And if you take that up, if you choose to afflict yourself like that, right here, God promised it. I'm not suffering anywhere close to what Paul went through. But I know I've got miles to go when it comes to my own personal life, my own personal sin, my own personal filthy, rotten flesh that I can fight against each and every moment of the day. So get that verse in your heart. Remember it. You're going to need that thing to encourage yourself. I don't know what we're coming up against, but I know where I'm going to be. I'm going to be right here next to this book. And by God's grace, I'm going to be holding on to those promises because he led the way. He did it for me. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You guys got these verses. These are spiritual for you. Walk in them. Live by them. Memorize them. Hide them in your heart that you might not sin against him. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for these kids. I love them, Lord. I just cherish every moment that we get together. I know this world's changing, but I thank you so much that your word never changes. Not one jot, not one tittle of that thing has passed away. And Lord, I know it's going to be here until you come back for us, after you're here with us, and out into eternity, now, forth, henceforth, and forevermore. And I thank you, Lord, that the time that I get to live down here on earth, just passing through, I get to do it with these guys. And Lord, help me just to get the things taken care of in my life like I need to, so I can be an example to them. And I pray and ask that they just be there right alongside me, Lord, living for you. And we can be a testimony to the world. We can be that final remnant for people, if they want a lifeline, if they want a lifeboat, Lord, to get out of this mess that's going on, they can still have it. Help us to be faithful to you till you come, back to back, doing your work. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. All right, guys. Just so you know, there is something in the works for when it gets a little chillier. Talk to Pastor Bob. I think we're going to have a new arrangement inside the church. So stay tuned on that, and we'll see what's going to happen here. All right. Yeah. Bring some coats. We'll start a fire out here. Yeah, take those hymnals in, guys. Oh, guys, yeah, go back in and clean. What we need to do is girls do your bathrooms, boys do your bathrooms. Boys, bathrooms and trash, girls, envelopes and bathrooms. So boys, bathrooms and trash, girls, envelopes and bathrooms. Thanks, guys. Sorry, guys, hope we weren't in your way too much. No, you're fine, man. We're used to that. It's good stuff. Brady, be careful, man. Yeah, I think it's beautiful, man.
Daddy, I know I jumped there.
Okay.
Like this.
All right, we're going.
Hey, bud.
Oh, man, you can just hang out with us whenever you want to. We're out here every other Thursday. So if he wants to come out and play kickball and stuff, feel free, man. Yeah. Yeah.
What's this Sunday all about?
Sunday is just like we have a little church downstairs. So, like, all the adults are inside. These are, like, the high school kids. So they actually don't have anything for the young kids now just because they kind of shut that down with the coronavirus and stuff. But if he wants to come out and hang out with us, I'm totally cool with that, man. Yeah. Absolutely, man. What's your name? I'm Zach, by the way. Josh.
Nice to meet you,
nice to meet you, man. Awesome. What's your name, bro?
Bentley.
Oh, I like that. I like the car.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Take care, guys.
Hold on.
What's up?
Did I get them all?
No, there was no song. I heard somebody say that. It's like, we didn't have a song. What? Oh, 5110, yeah.
Isn't that from last time? That's what they were just saying.
Yeah,
tonight.
That's right. 5110. Sorry. I forgot about that.
That's all of them, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, four.
Brady, come here. Let me time how fast you can do this. Take it from my hand and run and throw it away. Mark, sit. Go! 1, 2, 3, 4. Have to touch my hand. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh. You know what, Brady? What we gotta work on? Come on, let's go.
No, come on. Not yet. We'll do it somewhere else. Plus, I'm not even in the same spot anymore, so I don't know. What? Yeah, that's right.
For your school project, we got to start thinking about the things that you like. All of the... So we can start making a collage so you'll have stuff to write about. So we got to start thinking of games that you like and characters and foods.
For my party time? No, for your school collage.
My
school
collage? Well, we're
supposed to put
pictures. Not leaving. I'm
just going
to put it. Yeah, and get
your mask,
Brady.
Hey,
Daddy.
What's up?
Mom.
Yeah.
Got my mask. On a Tuesday, so that you have a piece of paper that Mrs. Roberts wants you to fill out with some of your favorite stuff that you like, so that when you guys do your writing exercises, you'll have
to really have take lots care. Of have ideas good night.
By woo. Lots of ideas about stuff.
Bye. Bye. See you guys.
Love
you, Lisa. Bye.
Bye.
So,
yeah, it's kind of nice. I can sit
all right. All right.
Yeah, and then, well, how are you guys doing?
How are you doing?
Keeping it together?
I'm trying to.
Hey, you know what? They just got slapped in the face if you don't have your mask on.
Yeah, you're right. About slapping back.
I use mine for a chin strap.
Yeah,
I
put it in. What's happening?
That's the way to do it. Good job. That's a little rebel there.
Good job.
I'm a rebel.
Hey.
Aren't the noodles done from Sunday?
I thought we
envelopes.
Yeah, I thought we did that Sunday.
Did you? Oh, I don't know.
I thought Anna did it.
I thought Anna did it.
I don't know.
Yeah, check. If they're okay, done, help them out with the bathroom. Thanks, buddy.
Shouting the baby and everything else. Are they gonna
have
time? Is it
cracked? It is, but that's not.
Oh, yeah, I talked to that guy, man.
Did
yeah.
Oh, really? Did you?
I did.
He's kind of that one extra thing.
Huh?
It's kind of hard to hear
him. I told him we'll be outside, so if I'm outside, he's going to go and come hang out. Yeah. It's all good.
Now we just need tables.
None of the ones are full downstairs.
Oh, cool. Yeah, three are not that full. Don't worry about it. Thanks, bro. Let's check. Get some guys to make sure this bathroom up here is good.
Okay.
And then I'll
Help them out.
Help them
out.
What's up?
Where are the bases? The bases
are... I think by the pot, the flower pot. On the front porch.
Come on, Jordan, hurry up. Yeah.
Thank you. guys good? Bathroom's good?
Yeah. This baby ball doll is not good. I'm just kidding.
So I was playing music, bro.
That's the big one.
Jordan's nice. Not helping.
Jordan could be gay.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're gay if you don't help, bro.
He thinks one is good.
Let me see. Let me see what I can do with this.
Have you?
I got you. I got you. Yeah, yeah, bring I'm going to use it after you. So bring it on down.
Gotcha.
Bring it on down.
Yeah,
sweep
the floor. Use the bathroom cleaner. Boys are no-go. They do too much sometimes.
Are you coming to help out? Okay, good job, buddy. Here wiping these impact handles. That's what these
are.
That's right. Oh, that's gross, man. That impact handle had a lot of brown stuff coming off of it. You know where the broom is?
Yeah.
Sounding good over there, man. Sounding professional. You just gotta make a lot of noise and it sounds good. Huh? I was telling Jay, you just gotta make a lot of noise and it sounds like you really know what you're doing.
Yeah. I learned that the hard
time. At home? What happened? Oh, I was like, dude. Let me hear this story. Hey. Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is Carrie.
Carrie, nice to meet you.
Go like this.
There, okay, there we go. Yeah. Nice to meet you. Sweet. How you doing, Judy?
Good.
Nice. Careful there. Now we get on the pee-pee and stuff. Thank you so much, bro.
Is that all you need?
That's all I need.
All right, thank you.
No, thank you for thanking me, for thanking you, for thanking me.
Thank you.
Ready. Ready. Hey. Number one, you're supposed to have your mask on. Number two, you're never supposed to touch things. Go find your mask right now. No. You don't even know yet.
Okay, all right. Just let me know.
I'll cover the second potentially.
Okay.
But I'll send it out to that group meet.
Okay, sounds good.
As soon as we get like an official date.
Okay.
Like
he kept asking me about it. So yeah, that's fine. You know.
That's fine, boy. Just let me know.
Just let me know.
I got you.
Yeah.
These are safe seats. These are just reserved.
Those are unsafe.
Yeah.
Yeah. John will go through the thing to say unsafe.
So is Caleb on? Is his team on quarantine right now or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Ethan's team. So.
Ethan's team is.
No, what? But he plays like. Look, like,
you're trying to fight me.
They don't televise the JV games on Mondays, so I can't say it's only the varsity.
Yeah.
So when he makes varsity, then you can see him. But they don't. Yeah, they just don't do it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm used to that.
He's only played one time for like 3 plays.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Yeah. So.
First year though.
Yeah, first year. So.
Is he, it seems like he's enjoying it. Has he said anything different?
Yeah, he seems like he's great. Learning along. They practice every single day for about 3 hours.
Oh, dang. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's getting his workout then.
Yeah, for sure.
That keeps him busy. Off his phone.
Oh my god.
I'm about ready to
throw this phone away. Yeah, I'll bet you are, girl. I'm ready to throw Brady and Bryn's iPads away. So.
I know.
That makes sense.
I love it. Poor Kenzie, all she's drunk.
Oh, I knew about that.
I was going to ask you about that if you were still doing that.
Wendy,
I am still doing it.